Billy Taylor Trio and I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel To Be Free. This is Jazz FM at the weekend with Nigel Williams. Now, here comes some classic Louis Prima, born in 1910 in New Orleans in December, actually. And here he is, the King of Swing himself with Pennies from Heaven.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down. And trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? Every time it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? You'll find your fortune falling all over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down to live up. Oh, Bartley boys, oi. Hey, Baba Hawboy. Ooh, Baba Hawboy. Hootie-woo. Ooh! I knew I'd get you. I knew I'd get you. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
Louis Prima Senior, if you like, and we have Junior on Zoom with us right now. Now, at first look, you might think, well, following in his footsteps, that would be an easy thing to do, and all the successes of your father, Louis, that life might have been quite easy. But just looking at it and doing the arithmetic, you only really knew him up until the age of 10. He spent the last 3 years in a coma. Life must have been really quite difficult.
Well, it's never been easy. No, I do tell people that in a lot of cases it is a detriment, unfortunately. And I think a lot of reason is because those are just giant shoes to fill, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you speak in previous interviews about pretty much how the show business chose you. You know, you knew that was what you had to do.
When I started singing, I just knew that the microphone in my hand and being the front man, I knew immediately that was what I enjoyed. And I felt that that's what I was going to be good at and I could be good at. Toured around in an original rock band for 10 years. We never quite got the fame we wanted. And I took a step back to get a day job and raise my two sons. And when the time was right, switch gears and pick the trumpet back up and see if I could lean a little bit on the legacy that my father created and create a new future for it. And so far, so good.
Well, I've got to speak as a parent myself, you know, and we have all done it. And I'm guessing this must have been weird for you with your two sons to sit down and watch Jungle Book and go, that's your granddaddy there.
Well, you know, and it's what my father did to me. One of my earliest conscious memories was sitting in the place was called the Centorama movie theater in Las Vegas. And I remember sitting, and it must have been the Las Vegas premiere, I don't know. And I had to have only been three or four. And, you know, I vividly remember staring at the screen and looking at my father and staring at the screen and looking at my father. And, And it is neat because that's the song, that's the character that I think the majority of the world most readily identifies with him. And it was I never played the song live up until our first album, Return of the Wildest. And that's the first song I decided to record because I felt that's a great point to jump off, remind the people where I come from and set the stage for where I want to go. And it's one of those songs that if I don't play it during a show, I've got to explain myself. You know, it's a crowd favorite and absolutely everybody knows and loves it.
Well, we'd love to see you come do it in the UK. We're going to talk about your Christmas song, Hey Skinny Santa. Sounds fun. Where did the concept come from?
Well, it's actually a J.D. McPherson song that my record label, Warrior Records, the label president, Jim Irvin, he said, let's do this song. And he played it for me. And he said, I think this is something you guys could kill. And we'll throw it on there as a bonus track and, you know, hopefully get some Christmas action out of it. And who knows? I got out of the recording studio. We recorded at Capitol Records. Loaded up the bus and the trailer and headed off to Florida for gigs. And I got through the middle of Arizona and my road manager called me and said, turn around. And I said, what do you mean turn around? He goes, all the shows are canceling. I go, why is it canceling? He goes, dude, the world's shutting down. So we literally walked out of the studio into the pandemic and the album has sat on a shelf since then. And, so as the world was starting to open back up and you know, we're getting work and there's guidelines you have to abide by to tour and things like that. Jim called me from Warrior and said, let's get the Christmas song put together. We'll put that out by itself and then we'll get the rest of the album together in early 2022. But let's get the Christmas song out. Let's get the fans a gift. I think it's a great song. It makes me want to jump around. It's such a novel idea and a great tune. And I think the arrangement we came up with is really good. And it does speak to what we do with our music. And it's a fun tune. I'm glad to get it out there. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if we can't turn this into a Christmas tour next year.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, you certainly put a lot of fun into it. Let's do it then. Hey, Skinny Santa. Louis Prima Jr., thank you so much for joining us.
Chicken wings, mac and cheese, and buttermilk pie. Puts the old sparkle back in Santa's eye. Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time.
Hey, Skinny Santa from Louis Prima Jr. We have more festive stuff to come as...